My name is Elena Maydod, and I'm a third grader at Camelot Elementary in Federal Way, and I'm going to read an excerpt from my story, Emma and the Flower Kingdom, in which Emma and her friend Kenny try to stop the evil Mr. Weed from invading the Flower Kingdom. One day, after researching her annuals and perennials, Emma went out to check on her garden. She noticed something strange about one of her roses. "That's strange," she thought out loud. The flower had two little eyes, a teeny tiny nose, and a little tiny mouth. "Who are you?" she asked. "Well, I'm Mr. Bloom, of course," said the flower. "I came to give you a message, Emma."
"What's the message?" she asked.
"Well, the evil Mr. Weed has come upon us in the Flower Kingdom, and we need your help to stop him," said Mr. Bloom.
"Why?" asked Emma.
"Because he plucks our petals and leaves us naked, ashamed of ourselves. But he does not care. He just laughs and laughs. And then he burns our petals, so we'll never get them back again," said Mr. Bloom.
"Why me?" asked Emma.
"Because you are the only one who can stop him," said Mr. Bloom. "You can talk to plants. He's in the darkest part of the Redwood Forest."
"The Redwood Forest?" said Emma, surprised.
"That's where I live." Then she ran off, leaving Mr. Bloom behind to pack her knapsack. After she was done packing, she walked over to her friend Kenny's house. She knocked on the door, and Kenny answered.
"Hey, Kenny," said Emma.
"Oh, hey, Emma," said Kenny. Kenny, who was also a plant lover, was also 12, just like Emma. "Do you want to go on a quest to stop the evil Mr. Weed?" asked Emma.
"All right," said Kenny. "I'll help you."
When they got to the deepest part of the Redwood Forest, it was creepy.
"This is so creepy," said Emma.
"It's okay," said Kenny. "There's nothing in here, really." Then, as they walked further, they found a tree stump that said, "North, then east, you will go, and south and west, then north, to find Mr. Weed's secret lair."
"What does that mean?" said Emma.
"I think it means that we have to go north, and then we have to go east, and then we have to go to the south, then we have to go to the west," said Kenny.
"But we'll need a compass to do that," said Emma.
"Lucky for you, I packed a compass," said Kenny.
"Phew," said Emma.
So then they did what the directions said, and they found a tree with a tiny door on it. Emma said, "That must be Mr. Weed's secret lair." Emma tried to open the door.
"It's locked," said Emma.
"Wait a second. I think I have something that could pick the lock," said Kenny.
"But the lock's so tiny. How would we pick it?" asked Emma.
"I'm not going to pick the lock. I'm going to destroy the door," said Kenny. Then he pulled out a raw trout that he was saving to cook for supper and destroyed the door with it. And when they destroyed the door, they used the potion of Nanu to make them small so they could fit in the doorway, and then they explored.